Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You but God with good credits.
Matt, let's do this. You ready?
Ready. Are you
tired?
Ready? You up here yawning. Are you ready?
I'm ready, bro.
Why are you
come
so
on.
Tired?
Hey, sometimes this life is hard and get to you. You know, it's like you're running in that little treadmill, that rat treadmill, and it just feels like, you know, when is something going to break the way you want it to break? It's, you know, it's the life that we live in America, it seems like.
You crying them champagne tears. That's why you got all that money, that wealth
champagne
from that work you put in.
Isn't it
worth it, all that work you put in for that success, though, right?
I'm sure it is worth it, but it's just a lot of work. You know, it's that rat race that we all like to, that we're all part of in America.
You are absolutely right. And I could totally relate to you, bro. I'm tired as well.
Exactly. Come on. Keep it 100.
Well, welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, people. I know as we're tired from the grind, I'm sure all of you, you know, most of us are out here grinding, so everybody can probably relate to, you know, the fatigue that comes with this rat race.
Well, and that's what this show is about, Matt. It's really, you know, it's really what it's talking about, escaping the rat race, going from middle class to becoming that wealth mindset. You know, this topic is like very dear to my heart. And, you know, fortunate for me, I was able to make some sound investment when I was younger. And now I'm able to have, you know, my money work for me in some aspects. But I thought it was important that we do a show and we talk about this, because there's a lot of hardworking people out there, no fault of their own, and they're just not really escaping what we like to call this rat race. And we know it's, for the most part, it's the middle class that often gets sucked into this financial trap of working hard only to pay bills. And, you know, I was like, you know, we should talk about this, figure out a way out.
Well, I think it's important as well. And I think most of our listeners can completely relate to this. It's like we work, and then when we're off work, we're stressed. And then the weekend comes and it's over in a blink, then you're back to work and the stress of work. So yeah, if we're going to provide some keys to escape this rat race, I'm sure there's a lot of eager listeners who want to hear some of these keys. So let's jump into this. So Sean, if you were to put into context or just describe how you would define the rat race, what's considered the rat race to you?
It's like a never-ending self-defeating cycle. Like, individuals are trapped in this constant pursuit of making ends meet. The phrase equates humans to rats attempting to earn a reward such as cheese, but it's all in vain. The cycle also involves working long hours at a job, living paycheck to paycheck, and struggling to break free from financial mediocrity. People caught in that rat race, Matt, prioritize short-term gratifications such as buying liabilities and accumulating consumer debt over building long-term wealth. And like I said earlier, you know, fortunate for me, I just kind of fell into it and was able to make some decisions that I didn't even know that would pay off so far down the road?
Well, what people call the rat race, and they've been calling it this for a long time. I feel like the modern term or a hip hop to hip hop it. It's the trap.
it's the trap,
which it has other meanings. It's more kind of where, you know, cats get trapped into the drug game. But I think the work game, you get trapped into this lifestyle, this check to check.
Word up. Yep. You're absolutely right. You get trapped in the work game.
Exactly. But to our larger point, we really want to discuss ways to escape the trap, escape the rat race. And to escape the rat race, you got to change your mindset, people, along with your financial habits. You know, focus on your financial education and new habits. This involves learning how money works, acquiring assets that generate passive income, and achieving financial freedom, where your passive income exceeds your living expenses. Then you're no longer dependent on the rat race. You're no longer dependent on a job for survival. And that gives you the freedom to unplug when you need to find that work-life balance, to, you know, give yourself vacation time or time off to recharge as opposed to feeling trapped.
You're absolutely right, Matt. People got to think of long-term wealth building strategies like saving, investing, acquiring cash flow assets. We came up, Matt, you and I, we went to Think Tank as we always do for this show. And we came up with some top five middle-class money habits that block you from achieving wealth. You know, things that you may not even aware of that you're doing. You're not even cognizant that you're doing them. But these are the things that you may be doing that is stopping you from making you acquire these assets that begin to work for you. So let's go through them in no particular order and knock them out. What's the first one, Matt?
All right. Well, our first habit that's blocking the wealth building and keeping you in this rat race, people, it's overspending. One of the main reasons people find it difficult to escape the rat race, it's overspending. It's simple as that. The middle class often falls into the trap of living paycheck to paycheck, spending on liabilities rather than acquiring assets. This lifestyle, it may seem comfortable initially, but it hinders your ability to accumulate wealth. You must recognize and cut out unnecessary expenses to escape this rat race. Live within your means, invest in assets that will generate income and increase your net worth. Remember, it's not about how much money you make. It's about how much money you keep. That's just a rule of thumb, folks. And in addition to that, it's about how hard your money is working for you. So, and also when you're in this space, when you're the living check to check person, you know, there's a bunch of little small traps that people fall into. Like you're buying your $10 Starbucks coffee every day. You're spending money here, spending money there, little chipping away that you're not saving. All those things all contribute to you spending more than you make, and you'll always be broke and trapped in your current economic level if you don't get ahead of this and change that. So, all right. So my final thought on this, Sean, is personal finance is basically about the defense of not spending more than you make and the offense of increasing your income.
Yeah, you're right. I love your sports analogy to it, you know, and it's really, I always say, you know, my grandmother used to say, don't make your eyes bigger than your mouth, you know, and it's really about having that discipline. Like you can study and read 100 different finance books, but if you don't have that discipline to control your spending habits and really not, and understanding that you can't spend more than what you make, you're going to fall into the trap.
So, okay, Sean. So the first habit was overspending. What's habit number two that's keeping people locked into this rat race?
Well, I understand this one because we are, like they say, we get thousands of marketing campaigns shot at us every day. We don't even know of it. We're not even aware of it, from billboards to social media ads to just commercials. And it makes us start accumulating consumer debt. Yeah, debt, the great enemy of financial freedom. Many middle-class individuals rely on credit cards and loans to finance their lifestyle. While debt can be a helpful tool, which I love in certain situations, consumer debt is a wealth killer, Matt. It's a killer. Paying high interest rates on credit cards and loans for things like vacation cars, gadgets, and can severely hinder your ability to invest and save. I see so many people caught up in this trap. And to break free from this trap, you have to commit to paying off your high interest debt as quickly as possible. and avoid taking on consumer debt for things that won't add value to your financial future. In other words, you know, you should only be paying interest on appreciating assets. You know, you shouldn't be putting something in your credit card that's just a luxury item, like a cell phone, a car, or whatever the case may be, where you're going to be paying all this exorbitant interest and you're stuck with this bill that's not doing anything for you. Like, I was reading this interesting article about this guy that wanted to buy a Lamborghini, and how he did it. He was so creative how he did it. He actually researched like high-end car rental agencies in his area. He was in Texas, and he found one, and he negotiated with them. Hey, do you guys have Lamborghinis in your luxury line? The guy was like, yeah, we do, but we actually need one more. And he was like, perfect. I'm thinking about buying one. Can I lease it to you for 2 weeks out of the month? And the guy agreed. And the money he was making from the Lamborghini, from leasing it for 2 weeks out of the month, covered his expenses. So he was able to have his dream car, but make it work as an asset as well. And I think that's kind of the wealth mindset. Okay, I'm never telling people what to buy, but not to buy. But you have to really make sure that it's working on the side of making money for you versus becoming this consumer debt. You know, the rich use debt to build wealth through business and real estate loans, while the middle class use debt to buy depreciating consumer assets that go down in value. The debt you should want is for things that pay you or go up in value, not things that cost you and go down in value. That doesn't make sense. You're defeating the purpose, and you're going to be always on that cycle.
But you know what's crazy, Sean? And you're right. I agree with all of that. It's this generation of people are dealing with a maniacal, evil plot to trap us even more, because like our phones, our smartphones, our computers are where they're listening to us. So they know what we're interested in. They know what we're searching for. They know what we're talking about. So they're secretly like selling you, or like, it was bad enough in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, or whatever, ever since television's been in existence, where they put commercials and people see commercials and they, oh, I want that. Oh, I need that. Commercials are a powerful tool to make people spend and people get in consumer debt. But now, this generation, our phones are like, oh, so Sean likes this car, or Sean is interested in a trip. Like, they'll start feeding you to where, so you people, oh, just feel
incredible.
Just yeah, wake like, up.
If you do a Google search for, like, I don't know, Puma shoes, oh my God, you wake up and your feed, all you got is these Pumas hitting you in the face. Buy me, buy me, buy me, buy me. Yeah, you really have to have that discipline. It's hard. I'm not knocking anybody, but if you really want to change, if you really want to get on the other side of the fence, these are things that you need to do. What do you got as number three, Matt? I mean, I can't believe we only discussed two. What is number three?
So the next habit that's blocking your wealth and keeping you in this rat race, people, it's not prioritizing saving and investing. Like, you have to prioritize saving and investing if you're really going to change your financial future. And saving and investing, quite simply, they're the cornerstones of wealth creation. Sadly, many folks living check to check, many in the middle class, we treat those habits as an afterthought. And instead of setting aside a portion of your income for saving and investment, we're spending first, and then we're saving whatever's left. So we're spending on our impulses, spending on our, you know, those short-term things that aren't really growing any wealth. And then whatever's left, we'll save or maybe invest. And that's a problem. So to escape the rat race, you got to prioritize these things and make a budget, allocate a specific percentage of your income for savings, investment. Like, we've talked for years on this show about one of our favorite tips is the set it and forget it. Like, you know, there's all sorts of saving mechanisms you can do to help yourself to do it. You just have to stick to it. And remember, pay yourself first, invest in your financial education to make an informed decision about where to put your money. You must convert your earned income to investment income to escape the rat race.
This brings me to the story I always like to tell when I'm teaching a class of my grandmother. Nobody saved better than my grandmother. My grandmother saved and saved and saved. But what she didn't do was invest. She rented her apartment. She never bought any stock or anything like that. So you can save. You can be this great saver. But if you don't convert that saving into investing, you're going to still stay in that rat race. So you have to know, like, you know, and like you just said earlier, the first investment starts with yourself, educating yourself, you know, doing the right things. And, you know, and then figuring out things to grow your worth. You're not going to earn it by just keeping your money in your savings and checking account. You have to convert savings into checking. And that leads me to number four. And kind of we've been sprinkling number four all throughout this show today. And that's no cash flowing assets. To move out of the middle class, you have to acquire, you have to take that risk. Acquire cash flowing assets is critical. A cash flowing asset generates that passive income. And it can start off as small, but you have to push it to grow. Putting money in your pocket without much effort. There's nothing better than seeing money put in your account that you truly did not have to work for. Like, you know, classic example is like Matt and I commitment to this show. Like it took a couple years, a few years, but we do generate small passive income from the show. And it's something that we love. It actually, you know, Matt used to live in Brooklyn with me, not too far from where I live. And we saw each other a lot often, but this show has kept us tight. It's kept us as family. And we're still learning passive income. You know, my point is it may not happen right away, but you got to convert and start making that passive income. And, you know, this has opened doors for us in many other ways to get income indirectly. So you have to figure out what works for you and find that way. To break the cycle, it's focusing on acquiring cash flowing assets, real estate, like I said, dividend stocks, bonds, rental properties can be a cash flowing asset that works really quick. In the 21st century, cash flowing assets can be digital, like also ebooks, e-courses, YouTube channels. My son has a YouTube channel and websites. These capital and time investments can help create that multiple streams of income, ultimately leading to financial freedom.
No, I absolutely agree with you, Sean. And passive income is definitely a major key to getting out of, you know, this trap of the rat race.
Yeah, even if you do things like sell it to like your coworkers. Like I know people that make juices and sell them to her coworkers. I think that's an amazing initiative. Why not make extra side money when you're at work?
Multiple streams of income, people. That is a major key.
I think that's, So you can always find your niche.
All right. Well, before we continue finding our niche, and since we talked about some of the passive income, we got to take a commercial break so we can build on our passive income. So everybody stay tuned for more Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We are talking about getting out of the rat race. So stay tuned, keep it locked. We'll be right back after this quick break. Black guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, the show has been all about escaping the rat race, getting out of the trap that 9-to-5, well, not just the 9-to-5, but the check-to-check trap where you're unable to really get ahead financially. So we've been giving you tips. Sean, you want to break down the top four?
Yes, Matt. Let me go through it. Number four, no cash flowing assets. Number three, not prioritizing saving and investing. Number two, big old consumer debt. And number one was overspending. But we got one more for the Matt. One more tip. Dun, 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 dun. I'm going to let you take it, Matt. What is the number five?
All right, people. So get your pens, pads, paper out. Dropping these jewels on you. The last habit that has people stuck in the rat race. It's no business ownership. Wow. That's the final wealth blocking habit that we want to discuss. It's the lack of business ownership. Many in the middle class, you know, they work for somebody else, trading their time for money. And that's, there's no issue with that, but it's just, you know, if that's all you do, if your sole income is based off of working for someone else, and you're putting all of your time with no time investing in yourself and no time with multiple streams of income, you know, there's nothing inherently wrong with it, but it's essential to understand the limitations of earned income. What do you think of this one, Sean?
Absolutely. I think even just from a tax perspective, as we both know, Matt, the tax system favors the entrepreneur. So I definitely think if you really want to move over and move to the other side and where your money is working for you and you have that financial freedom and you're not in that rat race, it's so critical to have some type of business ownership. You know, I think it's essential. So I'm with you 100%. And, you know, you can start off with a simple sole proprietor and move over to an LLC and then to maybe to a C Corp down the road. But it's hard not to get to the other side with some type of side hustle and side business. So I agree with you.
Yep. And, you know, to echo your point and just give a little added, put a little extra sauce on it. Businesses pay their bills first and then taxes on their profits. The middle class pay their income taxes first and then their bills.
Wow, that was deep, Matt. That was deep, brother.
That's what we're here right, for. You yeah. drop these jewels. Businesses give you leverage with employees, sales, and income to be wealthy. Wealth is built through the leverage of assets, employees, or building something of high value.
Well, a business does all of these things, like you just said. A business can be both a cash flowing asset and create an asset that can be sold for gains. You know, some of what you just said. You know, also, and you know, and just to conclude out, you know, don't think you can't escape the rat race. It's very possible. It requires intention, discipline, and a commitment to continuous learning and growth.
Remember, people, the journey to financial freedom, it's not a sprint, people, it's a marathon. Don't be discouraged by setbacks. Learn from them. Keep pushing forward. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals who share your goals and aspirations, and be open to learning from their experiences and expertise. You have any final takeaways, Sean? Any final words of encouragement or just thoughts?
Go start your business. Go live your best life and get out of this rat race, people. You can do it. I'm here to tell you I'm the living witness. Matt and both of I are the living. We can attest to that freedom and how good it is to feel to have your assets working for you. You know, so don't do it. Don't hesitate. Don't overthink it. A lot of people overthink, and that's the problem. Don't overthink it. Just go do it and know that, you know, your first try may not be your final try. You have to keep trying a little bit more and keep going. But
also, people, one of the tips we gave you guys or traps was the not prioritizing saving and investing. Right now is the best time or one of the best times in terms of things that help you to invest, whether it's learning the stock market or learn, like, you know, baby investments. You can get in the game on a light level and learn and ramp up. So, like, look into all these things we pointed out and find ways to get your foot in the water, your toe in the water, and start researching, learning financial education, and start your savings, start investing, take baby steps, start looking for those streams of income or other businesses you can start. Take a step. You know, like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. So you're going to have to change some of your habits and step out there and try some of these tips we've been giving you, and you can eventually escape the rat race. I'm Matt Smith for Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out.
And I'm Sean Linda, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And like I say every week and all week, your money is your money. Keep it in your damn pocket, people. And I'm out. Peace. Happy spring, everyone.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping
and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.